Hello, everybody. This is David, 4S, all that. Look, this is not a show. I'm just throwing up a little bit of random audio. I've got 5 minutes this morning before I head off. And I just wanted to share a little story with you. It's from the Friendly Atheist site. A Texas district called for 22 days of prayer to launch the new school year. Okay, that's the story. And this story is really, not just about the calling for prayer, but the atheist reaction, probably not just atheists really, to say, you know, it's inappropriate for a public school district to be calling, for prayer, through their official channels and so forth. I don't disagree with that, but I just don't think that's the story, and that's not what I'm focusing on. Let me just read a couple of little paragraphs. Earlier this week, the Burnett Consolidated Independent School District in Texas, of course it's Texas, could have been Oklahoma, I guess, but yes, of course, Texas, posted an official call for prayer leading up to the new school year. Their image was even titled, "Pray to the First Day," with each of the next 22 days dedicated to a different school or group of adults, with the students themselves saved until the very end. Okay. Look, any Christians listening to this this morning or whenever you're listening to it, will you please write in skepticsandseekers@gmail.com, or you can jump on the board skepticsandseekers.com. .squarespace.com, log in your discuss account and discuss away. It doesn't matter what post you comment on under, I will see it. What is this prayer event supposed to do? 22 days of prayer. Why not 21? Why not 20? Why not 24? Why stop when the school year begins? Why not a constant visual of prayer? Are Christians not praying for school and their kids and so forth? I mean, their parents. After all, Christian parents praying for this. Why is a special event of prayer needed for Texas schools? Is Satan especially active so much that regular Christian prayer isn't enough prayer cover for them? Will students get better grades? Maybe that's something we can watch out for during the year. You know, with this 22 days of prayer. Will students be safer? Does that mean that no student will suffer any harm during this 22 days of prayer? Doesn't God care for students and their education and their safety? So wouldn't God accommodate these students without this special prayer event anyway? Exactly what is being accomplished here, other than news headlines and a stunt? Hey, I'm open to hearing what you think. And I imagine you can tell what I think. I just wanted to, you know, start your day off with a thought, or at least start my day off with a thought. That's all the time I've got. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.